Joe Alex, whether it's yours or your partner's, what the heck did they do? 833-JOE-ALEX. Share that with us. 833-563-2539. This story is so juicy. But pretty much to sum it up, the gist of it is this. An ex-girlfriend crashed the wedding of her ex-guy. Alex, she wore her own wedding dress to it.
Yes, honey, petty queen.
That's the thing you do. You should have loved me more.
Absolutely.
That's insane. Can anybody top that one? 833-JOE-ALEX. Oh, my gosh. Does anybody here on the show, and you don't have to if you don't feel comfortable, but does anybody have like a crazy ex-boyfriend or girlfriend story? Liv, the web girl's raising her hand. What's up, Liv? What happened?
During my first week of college, I was like flirting with a bunch of like other guys that I was like meeting, and my ex went to the same college and was in the same fraternity as these boys, and he came to my dorm 3 nights in a row, hammer drunk in the middle of the night, banging and banging and banging on my dorm door.
Liv!
And then we had all of these like papers with our names on it saying like welcome on our door. And like every morning we would open it and there would be like new papers just like shredded to pieces that he was just like ripping up.
Let me in. I love you. What about you, Alex?
So my friend actually just like a week ago, there's this app or something, or a website, I guess, where you can actually send your significant other a notification saying that they have an STD.
Well, that's lovely. Okay.
And so I guess it's really to see if they're cheating on you, because you send it like, hey, anonymously, it's anonymous. So it'll be like, anonymously, one of your partners is letting you know that you may have an STD and you need to get checked. And so basically, you can figure out if someone's cheating on you, because, you know, to see if they respond to you like, hey, babe, like, so I might have something I need to tell you about it. Or if they don't say anything, then maybe they're not cheating. But she did it just
that
to get back at him.
That is a flawed system, by the way, too, because maybe before I met my wife, I did have something. I never knew it. And it's like from way back when I didn't cheat on her. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. So she did it, though, not to necessarily see if he's cheating on her because they're not together anymore, but just to be mean and make him feel like he might have an STD. So she did that. And that was only like a week or so ago.
Crazy. These are the examples, though, that we're looking for and that we love. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Is this Andra? I'm not sure if he didn't type it up.
Yes,
stupid.
Andra.
Wow, that's a unique name. Andra, what do you want to say?
Before my husband and I got together 10 years ago, he had a girlfriend before me. And after we got together, she tried the typical stuff, you know, leave her, come back to me, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. It didn't work. Well, a couple of years down the line, this other girl becomes friends with us, and she was a very pretty girl. And after a while of being friends with me, she actually started messaging my husband behind my back and trying to get him to cheat on me with her. Well, it turns out later that this girl was actually friends with his ex-girlfriend, and they had made a plan, because his ex-girlfriend, I guess, she felt like wasn't pretty enough to get him away from me, so she got a new friend who was prettier. And they tried to use her to get him away from me.
So she wasn't playing around. She's like, I don't want the 7. I want the 9 to do this.
Girls are crazy, let me tell you.
It was crazy.
We got a message on Instagram from someone that said, when my husband and I were first dating, his ex crawled through his doggy door.
Oh, my God.
Stole his iPad and found my pin drop location and threatened to find me.
Alex, when did you do this again?
Oh, it was like a couple months ago.
Okay. Hey, let's go to Amanda on the Joe and Alex show. Amanda, were you the crazy girlfriend or do you have a story about one?
I have a story about one.
Sure. Okay. Let's hear about it. What happened?
Years ago when I first met my husband, we got pregnant right away in our relationship and we moved out of state for his job. Shortly after I had my daughter, we got contacted by his ex-girlfriend, and she claimed that she had a baby that was his from their relationship before me.
Ooh.
We ended up hiring an attorney and then quitting our job and going back. She would call in the middle of the night, and it got crazier than what I was able to tell him on the other line. But the reason that we quit the job is she called and said that she got in a major accident and that the baby had died.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That is insane.
So we hurried up and went back to our home state to find out what had happened. And what had happened is she got filed with the paternity papers. And so she had to hurry up and make this baby disappear, because the baby that she had pictures of was her brother's kid the whole time.
What a psycho. This story just gets deeper and deeper and creepier and creepier.
That is crazy.
This reminds me, I was just starting out in radio, still making peanuts, but I was like 21 or 22, and believe it or not, some girl was willing to hook up with me, and this sounds terrible. I'm not proud of it, but listen, when I was at that age, I was trying to, you know, get with anything that would, like, get with me. So I hooked up with her. We used protection, blah, 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 blah. It would have been like the Immaculate Conception if this actually would have worked out. Just not to get into too many details. There's a lot of ways that she shouldn't have got pregnant, but she said that she was pregnant, and I'm like, what? I remember it because I remember I was watching American Idol and Matt Gerard was like, he got the save on the show. I'll never forget
it. Oh, that's uncomfortable.
And she texted me. She's like, hey, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what? Because this girl wanted to be my girlfriend. I'm like, no. Like, you just are a clinger after one time of hooking up. I'm like, no.
So then how'd you find out that she actually wasn't pregnant?
This went on, Alex. I honestly like was like I was sick to my stomach, diarrhea, everything for like a week. No. For like a month and a half because I was so sick. I'm like, oh my God.
Diarrhea for a week.
No, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be a dad. I'm having a baby with this terrible girl that I just shouldn't even have, you know, hooked up with, but I really just wanted some. So I did. And I'm like, how did this even happen? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm coming to your parents' house today to talk about like what like the future, what's going on here. And she's like, oh, I had a miscarriage. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're a liar.
That is horrible.
You're the biggest freaking liar in the world.
My friend did something similar. She ran into her ex at CVS and she texted him and was like, aren't you going to ask why I was at CVS? He's just like, no. Like, they've been broken up for like 3 months.
What are you buying, cold medicine?
They've been broken up for 3 months. She's like, oh, well, just so you know, I was buying a pregnancy test. And like, yikes. She wasn't. It was a lie. And he just never responded. So like, even if it was true, he was like, deuce, I'm out.
Liv, you just gave me a great idea.
What?
We should make a TV show where people come on and then they see if the kid is theirs or not. Like, we should do like a paternity test.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a very original idea, Porkchop. You might be able to make a lot of money that way.
I feel like
way.
That one's going to take off. Now, Porkchop, if you ever have an issue with you and Chase, if he or you try to say that like you're pregnant, you know they're lying, okay?
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show.